You and I hear the word undocumented all the time when we look at the news, pick up a paper, or whatever. But what's it like to actually live that reality? My next guest has had that experience. Anas Dehan is from Morocco. He was a presenter at last year's Borders of Diversity conference. Anas is now a legal resident. He's also a PCC student working on basic requirements and hoping to transfer into a nursing program. But before any of that could happen for him, he went through a number of years that he described in the essay he presented last year at Borders of Diversity as a black hole. Anas, how did you first come to the United States?
I first came to the United States as an exchange student. Yes, that's right.
And at what school?
I went to Mahar Regional High School, that is in Massachusetts.
And in your essay that you shared last year at Borders of Diversity, you share a pretty harrowing experience. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, it's just basically I had to take a decision. Basically, my family couldn't afford to pay for me for college. And I just, the lifestyle here and then certain things that are now available in my country, such as freedoms and just to be able to have a dream and go for it. So those two main things just made me make my decision to stay and overstay my visa, given the fact that my family couldn't afford to pay for me to come back for college. So I took that chance, and that basically made me go through some experiences. It was about 8 years that I was out of status here in the United States, and that made it really difficult because I had to work hard jobs and get underpaid, and I was away from family, and I couldn't go back, and I was just basically stuck. And it was really hard. I was seeing people going to college, and that's what I wanted to do. And it was very difficult emotionally and physically and everything for me. But it turned out that that experience, although it was negative and hard, I look back upon it and ponder, and it's something that gave me motivation to really just be able to hang on right now. And whenever I feel that things are getting tough in school or something is harder, I kind of reflect back and think that if I went through whatever I went through, those hardships being undocumented, then I can do anything in life. And that's the good experience that I got from it.
What stays with you most? What do you remember best about those 8 years in terms of an experience?
If I am to look back from that experience, I don't like to think of it as something negative. The thing I remember the most, and that sticks in my memory, is how I was abused not only by unscrupulous business owners, but also coworkers. Like, I remember this scenario that stuck in my mind. I had a coworker, and he used to just, like, you know, make the shop dirty. I work at a shop, and I asked him one time, I told him, I mean, why you make the shop dirty? I mean, why you don't pick stuff after yourself? And he said, it's because we have you to do that. And that really, like, struck me. And I see them, they could drive, I couldn't. It's just the limitations that I went through being undocumented, mostly the limitations. Things other people can do and how they can mistreat you for just not having those papers. And whenever you say something to somebody, especially if they know you're undocumented, it's like they have this button that they can push at any time. And the anxiety that you go through, or the person who's undocumented goes through, is just something that is way beyond normal. It's just, it puts a lot of pressure, because every day I was waking up, I was saying, is today going to be the day I get caught and deported or reported from somebody? It's just a horrible feeling. I cannot even explain it. But those are some of the things that I look back, and whenever, like I said, things get tough, I just look back and I say, you know, I have to put myself in a better position so I can take care of my family, myself, and also give back to this community and to the United States for just you know, for just being a country, you know, that I can be at and have a dream and be able to go for it. It's just wonderful. And for me, my way of giving back is to get my degrees, get, you know, where I want to get as far as education and be able to contribute back. Because this is a wonderful country, and that's how I feel. I have to give back. And if I ever put myself in a position high enough, then I can be empathetic to others because I know how it feels to be mistreated. If I'm ever in that position, I want to help others. And that's the reason why I chose the nursing field, because I always like to be in some form of, you know, engineering degree. That's what I always wanted to do. But because of the things I went through, it made me feel empathetic towards others. Like, I want to be in a position where I can be kind to others and help others and show them a smile when people are hurting. I can just, you know, smile and tell them it's okay, it's going to be okay, you know, and help them with my knowledge. And that's the reason, that's another motivation for me and why I chose the path of nursing, and that's why I want to do this.
Where are you right now in terms of the timetable for that goal and dream of getting into nursing and being a medical professional?
Yes, as far as the timetable for me right now, I'm planning to transfer next year by fall. So by then, hopefully I get accepted to a nursing program. I'm planning to apply for the Cal State Los Angeles program. And it's really competitive, so I'm just trying to do my best in getting good grades. And hopefully I get accepted so I can fulfill my dream.